And on Friday, we go on stage to see what's happening on the boards across the country. From Dinner Theater to today, Battles of the Bands. That was Gil West winning the Guitar Center Store Drum-Off in Jacksonville, Florida. Before that, we heard the Lufkin High School Majorettes perform in Spring Show 2013 in Angelina County, Texas. And we started with drum major Kevin Chang at the Drum Major Championship Competition at Loara High School in Anaheim, California. And this weekend, nearly two dozen high school bands will come to Laverne, Minnesota for the 64th Annual Tri-State Band Festival. Jane Wilding Lamphere helps run the event. She's Executive Director of the Laverne Area Chamber of Commerce. So, Jane, you'll have a parade, a field competition. What are some past highlights?
The last couple of years, I strongly remember we had a classical music show that they actually had about 8-foot cellos that they pushed down the street. We've had, it looks like, parachutes on the field. We've had Mary Poppins and the use of the umbrellas, the chimney sweep equipment. This year, our local high school is doing a piece, Braveheart, and they're actually going to use, this is about the first time in the 64 years of our competition, but they're going to have bagpipes on the field and in the parade.
In honor of the Scottish vote. Well, some groups also do rock songs. Here's the Rapid City Central Marching Band out of Rapid City, South Dakota, performing a montage of Beatles songs at a past Tri-State Fest. Just great. We know this festival was created in the 50s by a local businessman. Laverne is a town with about 5,000 people, right in the southwest corner of Minnesota, near South Dakota and Iowa. So what has it done for the town? How big a draw is it?
Well, it's a huge day in this community. We look forward to, on a great day, if you have good weather, I mean, there can be 10,000 people in town participating in some part of the event. I mean, the parade is free and open to the public, goes down Main Street. People come and they bring their seat, their chairs and blankets, and you'll drive by at 6 in the morning and there's chairs and blankets all over the street waiting for the parade to start.
Oh, what fun.
Then, of course, the field competition starts up at the high school and people take their place on the bleachers and people come and go. Their band participates. They might go out shopping or out for dinner and then they come back for the award ceremony. So it's a busy day of coming and going all over town.
Yeah. I mean, we know bands, marching bands, college bands in particular, have had some rough goes. There's been hazing and worse. But what does this do for the kids that you see?
Over the years, I think that, you know, the original intent is to give the opportunity for students to learn from one another. And that's why it got started by local people, is they wanted to give marching bands the opportunity to see other marching bands perform. And this is the longest running parade and field competition in the Midwest. And the students do learn, not just performance, but respect, dignity, friendliness, enthusiasm, pride, and how to work together as a unit. Those are all important things in making the bands really perform a top notch.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Jane Wilding Lamphere on the Tri-State Band Festival in Laverne, Minnesota this Saturday. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. Jane, thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.